Doctors are getting closer to wiping out whooping cough. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Maynard, associate professor of chemical engineering at the University of Texas at Austin, discusses her work creating antibodies to treat the disease.
In the 1930s, whooping cough, or pertussis, was the most common cause of death for infants in the United States. The introduction of vaccines reduced this dramatically, but in recent years, the disease has become more common. More cases were documented in 2012 than in the prior 60 years. Even worse, by the time pertussis is diagnosed, antibiotics are often not effective and there are no other specific treatments. During infection, the Bordetella pertussis bacteria first infect the lungs, then grow while secreting a large number of toxins. Antibiotics do not affect the toxins, and these are responsible for the severe symptoms of disease, such as violent coughing. The toxins cause huge numbers of white blood cells to migrate into the blood, clogging the lungs and other organs. They also paralyze the immune system so it cannot kill the bacteria or remove toxins from the body. Infants who become ill either haven't been vaccinated or haven't had time to develop their own immune responses to the vaccine. So that's where we come in. We created an artificial immune response in the lab. We engineered two antibodies to tightly bind and inactivate the key toxin produced in pertussis. One antibody prevents the toxin from binding human cells. The other blocks its enzymatic activity. Injecting these antibodies into a sick infant could provide instant immunity to pertussis. In animal models, the antibodies halted progression of the disease and allowed for a much faster recovery. Whooping cough continues to cause disease in spite of widespread vaccination. By creating artificial immunity, we can help infants and learn how to outsmart this bacteria.
That was Jennifer Maynard of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.